Now, your sports update with sports director Gary Lee.
Time to take a look at sports. I'm Gary Lee. Congratulations to Kinsey Hamilton of Hollister High School on her recent signing to play softball for the Missouri State University West Plains Grizzlies during the 23-24 season. Kinsey plays catcher and the corner spots. Girls high school basketball for tonight, Couch at Dora. Mountain Grove will be at Houston. Liberty will host Ava. Kabul at Salem. Willow Springs will be at Thayer. And West Plains will host Hillcrest. That game will be broadcast on Hot Country KDY 102.5 and live video streamed at OzarkRadioNews.com. And also tonight, the NCAA College Football Championship game with the number 3 TCU Horned Frogs taking on the number 1 seed Georgia Bulldogs. Ought to be a dandy one. They're not giving TCU much of a chance, but really nobody has this year. And what have they done? They've made it to the NCAA football championship game. So I think it's going to be a good one. Boys high school basketball for tonight, Couch at Dora, and Koshkonong will host Kabul. The Kansas City Chiefs clinched the top seed in the AFC after blowing out the Raiders 31-13 in Vegas on Saturday. Patrick Mahomes completed 18 of 26 passes for 202 yards and a touchdown. Isaiah Pacheco carried the ball 8 times for 64 yards, and Juan Thornhill got an interception for the defense. The Chiefs end the regular season 14-3 and will enjoy a bye in the first round of the playoffs. Thomas Greiss stonewalled the Wild during a 3-0 victory for the St. Louis Blues in Minnesota. Greiss stopped all 35 shots that he faced and made 24 saves in the third period alone. Brandon Saad opened the scoring with a first period, and Braden Shin added a pair of goals in the third. St. Louis won 3 of its last 4, and the Wild have lost their last 2 games. Number 20 Missouri men's basketball team knocked off Vanderbilt Saturday, securing an 85-82 win in front of a sold-out crowd in Mizzou Arena. With the victory, the Tigers improved to 13-2 and 2-1 in SEC play, while the Commodores dropped to 8-7 and 1-1 against conference foes. That's Check Sports. I'm Gary Lee.